Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and Eliordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
Eliordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined by comedian, producer, musician, and former Roast Battle Cleveland champion who whooped my ass on Friday night, Mr. Dan Myron Handelman.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for not literally putting multiple holes in my ass.
I love the through line.
I mean, you got a pretty big one in there anyway.
Yeah.
You don't need any more.
Have you seen my gaping hole before?
No, I just was, I was inferring, but apparently I was right.
Well, I mean, sometimes I have a gaping hole.
This is a good start, guys.
Well, yeah, this is how we're going to get on the algorithm. It's, in the first minute, Jeremy Shear talks about his gaping hole.
Yeah, I mean, you should see our numbers on fucking Pornhub. They're great. Mm.
In the words of Dan Harmon, we're all just tubes. When you think about it, we're all just tubes.
Meat
we
tubes.
Have a whole, yeah, we're just tubes made of meat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gross.
We're like reverse sausages when you think about
it. Yeah, oh no, absolutely. It's like sausages that make their own casing. It's fucking disgusting, and it regenerates. It's gross.
Yeah,
humans
it's pulling the casing.
Science is disgusting. It's fucking gross.
Speaking of fucking gross, Dan, why do you hate Disney?
So my feelings about Disney are a little more complex than just hating it. I feel like we're all indoctrinated.
Oh, 100%.
From very young, yeah, to love Disney. 100%. So there's things that always make you feel warm, but it's very manufactured. One of the things, all right, so to really sum it up, you know when you go to the Disney theme parks, I don't know if this is true. I believe this is true. If you, like, die on the property, they just, like, move you off the property before they declare you dead. Because yep. Nobody has ever died at a Disney theme park. Mm-hmm. I think that sums up the kind of sinister, it's like a reversal of what they pretend to be. It's Uncanny Valley, right? Because they're so pure, right? The villains are very clearly villains. The heroes are very clearly heroes. But
right.
If you go to the fucking theme park and you get hurt, all the little facades hospitals behind them.
Well, I mean, and then there's the whole thing that like they introduced with Disney Plus, that when you sign up for Disney Plus, if you get hurt in a Disney park, you cannot sue them. You sign that. You say in the terms and conditions in Disney Plus. You sign away your right to sue them if you go to Disney and get hurt.
I heard something about that.
That's very true.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's faceless. You know, you can't.
Wait, who was the CEO? Was it Michael Eisner?
Eisner.
Yeah. That was him, and then there was another guy, and then Eisner came back.
Obitz.
Like, yeah, that's right. I just remember Eisner from, like, you know, growing up on Family Guy
yeah.
when they would fucking tag him in a joke and shit.
He had a gigantic head. He was probably on Epstein Island, but if they didn't know about it, he might not have known about it.
He was there to bring the entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, that could get dark real quick because there's, like, a whole thing going on about... how SpongeBob was created for the kids that were there, and then it got moved to TV.
I don't know
if I believe it, but
I don't think Steven Hillenburg would have done it for that reason. That would have been kept a secret.
No, but his boss was Dan Schneider.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing, is it's all fucking connected. That's the problem, is it is no matter what, like, if you just look into the SpongeBob, because we don't need to fucking go into that, but if you look into the SpongeBob Epstein shit, it's weird because, like, a lot of shit checks out on an island, alone island. Like, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, he's a
and,
sponge.
Oh, yeah, and on...
like, keep yourselves clean.
On SpongeBob's ID, his address... You type it into Google.
It's 123 Epstein Island.
Well, it pops up as Epstein Island. It's like it's Conch Avenue or something like that. It pops up as Epstein Island and did before all this fucking happened.
That's real.
Yeah.
If you look, do you think that he might have named it that?
He could. I think he was an evil bastard who put his shit out there to be like, look what I can do. I think he was an evil fuck. That's what it really boils down to.
I do too, but I also feel like SpongeBob has sort of a mass appeal. Maybe Epstein was just like such a big fan of the show. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can be a bad... Oh, John Crisfalusi, one of the greatest or most influential animators of this century for sure.
Yeah.
And the end of the last century. He was molesting children. He was like pretending to be, well, I think he was training them to be artists too, but yeah. He was like,
yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's that whole documentary about that girl,
yeah,
and like that. I mean, that shit's fucked up. And then you said something that reminded me of another person. I was gonna say whose name I haven't heard. Fucking Bruce Timm. How about that,
Bruce Timm,
guy who created Batman the Animated Series.
Oh.
Yeah, him and, what's the other guy's name?
I do remember. Yeah, Bruce.
Bruce, yeah. That's, you don't find their fucking
Why?
Names in the file. Because they're fucking, they're doing Batman, they're dude. They're doing good shit. They're probably doing shady Batman. Shit, too. I'm just riffing now. They're probably doing shady
hey,
shit, too.
Hey, TAS couldn't have been...
It's the best cartoon of all time.
That good if they were
fucking
kids. Yeah.
Well, you think about it. It's the story of a single father... actually raising a kid.
Alfred.
Yeah.
Alfred's the single father, right?
Yeah, Alfred.
Well, and then you could also... that can be passed down to Batman and Robin once Robin came into the show. So, yeah, that's good, Shear.
Yeah, so there's no way that was aimed at... If anything, they would show this to pedos and like, this is what you're supposed to do with kids. Train them to fight crime.
I think an argument could be made that the reason that Batman is such a good crime fighter is because he wants to fuck kids so bad, but he just keeps it all bottled up inside and takes that rage out on the criminals.
Hurt people, hurt people. That's what I'll say.
Put on these pearls.
I'm going to call you Martha. That's fucked up. We're ruining Batman. So wait, where were we at with Disney? Where'd we leave off at Disney? Oh yeah, they fuck you if you sign up for Disney Plus.
Yeah. It's Disney has So Dan, did you go to the theme parks as a kid at all?
Yeah,
Me too. I haven't been in 30 years, but I've been, you know.
Yeah. So like this whole people obsessed with the theme park thing. I don't remember that. From when I was a kid.
It's mostly people that are, in my experience, because like I have a cousin who's a fucking Disney adult. She goes like 3 times a year. She has a kid, which is a good excuse, but she would do it anyway.
Hmm.
And no, I think that is very much like a mid-level Gen X and down thing. Like, because you know what? It's funny, Shear, that you bring that up, though, because now... The reason that we all went to Disney World as kids was because my grandma fucking loved it. She loved taking us there. And I mean, multiple trips, like in the early formative years of my life. And so I guess it is a thing, but she wasn't like so overt about it like they are now. But there also wasn't social media back then.
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing that pops into my head most often with that is like there was no social media to even see those people back then.
Right.
So who knows if they existed. That's why I'm curious if anybody had any memories of like,
yeah, I think that like for so you can think about this in the same way as like adults playing video games.
Okay.
I don't think that adults played video games near, it wasn't nearly as common for adults to play video games in the late 80s.
Right.
And that's when they were like really popping off, and it was clear that it wasn't a fad anymore, but it was still looked at as a thing for kids.
Right.
Whereas all the kids that grew up playing video games are like, yeah, I play video games. Like, that's not a kid thing to do. It's just a person thing to do.
Yeah.
So it could be a generational difference. The people that really just, like, held on to Disney are just like, yeah, I love Disney. Like, what? I'm an adult and I love Disney.
See, but that, see, and that's where, like, my issue comes in with people because, like, and we talked about this very briefly before we went on, but, like, yeah, there's shit that they put out I enjoy. It's also not my fault that they've bought everything I fucking enjoyed before they owned it. I mean, like, and the people who are like, oh, I love Disney, Disney. Like, if you can't look at it from a like an objective point of view and be like, yeah, there are many things they do that are shitty, but I enjoy this content. Like, I just be real. Be fucking authentic, because don't just, like, be blind. That's one of my biggest fucking problems with, like, those people.
To, yeah, and to what you said about, well, there becomes the excuse that it's like, well, also, like, I love Star Wars, you know, and it's like, I love Disney because, like, they do
they
Star
ruin
Wars
that.
Now. Yeah, they
sorry
ruin
to cut
everything.
You off.
They ruin everything. They bought the Muppets. They ruin the Muppets.
They ruin Predator.
Did they ruin Predator?
I did not like the new Predator. Let me tell you this. I was excited to see it. I just watched it last week. I was excited to see it, and it's Disneyfied as fuck. So that's why when he told me we were doing this, I got super happy, because that was fresh on my mind. I was like, it's not a fucking Predator movie to me. Like, especially when they made Prey, and Prey was so fucking good. And then that comes out, and I'm like, because they also did that The Predator movie, and I didn't like that one either.
Well, I feel like the things they're making can't be good in their own right, because they have to homogenize all of these different properties that had nothing to do with each other stylistically, aesthetically, philosophically, and then they all have to end up matching the Disney brand in some way. So, like, if they're to retain any part of their identity, it's very surface level. So how can you make things stand on their own? Like, the Muppets thing, they showed Sabrina Carpenter, and it's like Sabrina Carpenter's like, oh, my attorneys have been getting bombarded by your attorneys, and it's like, ha, classic Miss Piggy suing a bitch, right? But they used to do that in the 70s, and somehow it felt more authentic. Like, you'd have, you know, Sophia Loren, who's the other one? Raquel Welch.
Okay.
And she's like telling she's telling Ralph that she thinks he's like straight up hot. And he's like, what? And she's like, I think you're very sexy. It was just a little more authentic. Sabrina Carpenter is the person to have on your show. Kermit sounds nothing like Kermit.
Yeah. It's
I haven't watched it, and I haven't planned on it either.
It's a new voice actor, I think. Or it's newer to Primetime Muppets, I guess. Like, he's been doing the voice for other projects in the past few years. But yeah, I've heard that it's new Kermit voice is disconcerting.
And all the people that defend it, which is fine. The voice is the least of the issue, but, like,
right.
They're like, it's not a voice actor, it's a puppeteer, and the puppeteer does the voice too. And it's like, cool. Well, then they should just got a puppeteer can also do the voice.
Like Frank Oz.
Yeah.
There you go. Like the man, you know?
Well, Frank Oz won't have anything to do with the Muppets.
No, not at all.
He's done.
Yeah. I mean, like, just because of, like, you said something that reminded me of what's Disneyfied in, it's a word for me. In Badlands. So, like, the main character is this. It's like two main characters. It's a girl and a Yauta or whatever, a predator. And he is like the runt of the group. And, like, they're like basically his, like, dad or something's trying to fucking kill him. And so he teams up with this girl, and which that's fine. I don't care, because, like, I loved Predators, and that's Adrian Brody and Michelle Rodriguez. But they have this, like, alien, like, something I would like into, like, a BB-8 or
so they can make toys.
Yeah, and it's like a cuddly. It's like, dude, this isn't a fucking Predator movie. Like, get the fuck out of here. It really makes me mad, because Predators are one of my all time favorites.
Do you think Disney has an entire department dedicated to finding out what the little creature is going to be? Because it doesn't matter what the series is. They're just like, all right, but like we need a little creature.
I think
but
that department's run by AI now. That department's run by AI now. It has to be because it's not good.
Yeah, little creature, predator.
Cute.
Marketable.
Give it a color scheme that doesn't fit with any other Predator movie.
Yeah.
Make it blue. Get the fuck out of here, man. I hate that shit.
I think you just don't enjoy the fact that you can buy R-rated toys for your kids.
I'm going to let that fly and just turn that into a soundbite, somebody, what he just said. What he just said, just turn that into a soundbite. R-rated toys for your kids, huh? I mean, they did make them, though, when we were younger.
Terminator
was,
and RoboCop.
Exactly.
But then they had to make an entire, like, Safe for Saturday Morning animated series to go with it.
They did do that, didn't they?
Yeah. You remember
they still show Clarence Boddicker blowing RoboCop's hand off in the cartoon opening sequence for the RoboCop series. It's like animated, and they don't show like the actual violence, but they show that scene. So if you've seen the movie, you're like, oh yeah, he just like blew his head off with a shotgun right there.
That's
Clarence Boddicker, and he's blowing Peter Weller's head off in the opening credits to the kids show.
Yeah.
Fuck. I just had one that I knew was R-rated, and then
Rambo.
Was there a cartoon for Rambo?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Oh, there was, wasn't there? I remember when the DVD got re-released. It wasn't even like, what was it, like 8 episodes or something like that? But still, I mean, yeah, like that just, and then they made toys for it, because, yeah, Rambo had toys too.
Yeah.
The Mr. T cartoon was, like, genuinely good for some reason.
I don't know about it. It was still that, like.
He trains an athletics gymnast. He trains a team of gymnastic children, and then they also solve crimes together.
There's
a little white kid that dresses like Mr. T. He's the youngest one, and he talks like Mr. T all the time.
That's awesome.
And he's like an 8-year-old ginger white kid.
it's definitely worth a watch.
We need to open up the Patreon bag again and start doing weird episodes and shit like that, like watch-alongs and shit. That would be fun.
I would watch along to Mr. T, but I just remember the animation being standard 80s animation.
Yeah, it was all very like until like 93, I guess, honestly, until the animated series came out. Like animation back then, like in through the 80s and early 90s, looked like it was done by all the same people. Like I mean, like you can liken like the real Ghostbusters to any of those shows we were talking, like Pirates of the, what was it, Cheer? Darkwater?
Pirates of Darkwater,
yeah,
yes.
Like that one.
I would disagree with that. I would say you could liken the real Ghostbusters to like Thundercats, because they were Japanese studios making like anime in a visual form, but it was all written by Americans. Pirates of Darkwater would have like similar animation to maybe Conan. That was more late.
I forgot about the Conan. That's another one that was R-rated.
Oh, yeah, Conan the Adventure.
Yeah, dude. That was another R-rated
one. And he had a
one.
Little Phoenix buddy.
Yeah, because Conan the Barbarian is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, that is such a... I have a fucking Tulsa Doom tattoo.
What is good in life?
to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of the women.
That is correct. That was Final Jeopardy. He wrote all of that. And to hear the lamentations of the women.
Have you ever considered that as a career path? Being
Barbarian?
No.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about it.
Hearing the lamentations of women?
Admittedly, I think that is my current
career path. That's your calling in life?
but for other reasons besides killing their boyfriends. Dude, game show host.
That would be fun.
Dan Handelman game show host.
I could see that.
That's failing upwards for sure.
It was something that was always pitched to me, and I never thought I was right for it.
You would have been good for it. He'd be great for it, though.
I'm too fucking ugly to, like, host a show. I have to be a part of a show.
That's not how that works.
Oh, my God.
They got
God.
Steve Harvey doing that one show, Family Matters.
Family Matters with Urkel.
I just said that so everyone could imagine Steve Harvey giving me that look right now for saying
dude,
that.
Yeah, wait, is Steve Harvey playing Urkel?
Did I do that?
Yes, he is.
Did
I like that.
I do that.
I love that. I was going to say, being a game show host, look at Drew Carey. It worked out really well for him.
Yeah.
He's making bank. We live on the same street.
I would be a game show host. That would be fun. I would feel bad. I would be trying to give, like, visual cues to the contestants that I liked so that they could win
Dude,
the prizes.
See, now this is your idea. You're a crooked game show host. Yeah. You're a crooked game show host. You pitch this, I don't know the fucking game idea, but come up with something and pitch that idea of crooked game show host at a fucking theater around here, it would do numbers, dude.
Oh, part of the game show is the contestants trying to know whether or not they can trust the host.
Yeah, not each other or anything. That's like a total...
It's like Love Island, or not Love Island, whatever. It's
Chris,
like,
blank all this out, because we're...
It could be like, well, no, now it's all copywritten, because we've recorded it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Lawyers,
like,
bitch.
Yeah, it's all time stamped. But, like, all those shows where people are forming these bonds with each other, but then they're secretly screwing each other over, you know, but it's all just to win the grand prize.
Well, and you could give each one a directive. Like, the whole thing's based on deception.
I want you guys to win. I'm going to give you the answer to the third question in the speed round.
And then it's the wrong answer.
Do you trust me? And they're like, he's like, remember, if you trust me and you're wrong, you lose everything.
Oh, there's something here. I'm telling you, there's 100% something there. That would work.
Yeah, you should write this up and send it to imposters.
Good.
They would probably, you could, they do new concept show nights on Sunday nights. So you could totally do this.
Well, we would have to do this together, or at least the pitch.
Absolutely. I'd be down.
All I said was that I was going to... I mean, I'll take partial credit, but I literally just sparked your thought about
Hey, man, that's what this is all about. So, like, I need to keep myself
legs.
Busy.
It's got beautiful gams.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but... You know, I'm thinking, does Disney own Jeopardy now? Is that another...
What channel was it on?
I remember it being on ABC.
Then yes, they do.
Yeah, ABC is Disney.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's weird how many things that they have swallowed.
I mean, I know I bring them up on every fucking show. Not Hitler.
I was just going to bring up Hitler. I was, but I want to hear you first.
We had a Hitler counter over there because I bring him up all the time. But since we moved everything around. But wait, what was I saying? Shit. I was bringing up... we were just talking about Disney. Guys, mm-hmm. I fucking do this all the time.
ABC. Everything ABC is Disney.
Yeah, of course.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Where's the line between Hitler and...
Is it because Walt Disney was an opportunist and would take the money where it was coming from?
Well, dude, I mean, he was a capitalist, man. Like, of course, he was going to take money from... He hated everybody, but he took their money.
Yeah.
He didn't care. That's like true fucking capitalism is like, fuck them. I think they're disgusting people. I'll take their money.
That's the way
capitalism.
That I defend Disney when people are like, he was a Nazi. I'm like, he was not a Nazi. I don't think he technically had any values. He just wanted money where it came from.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He just didn't like that he thought access to said money was locked behind Jews.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's true.
What?
I'm sure that's true. And he was also very abusive to his staff. And what the, like, Mickey Mouse, come on.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a good character. It became a good character, but to say that he just did the typical blackface little boy character that everyone was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bosco, did Bosco come first or second? It doesn't matter. They were all doing the little blackface boy in different animal forms.
I mean, dude, like,
why isn't Oswald just considered Mickey Mouse now? Because it's the only reason Mickey Mouse exists was because they didn't own Oswald anymore, so he had to make a new one. But now they have Oswald again. They should just call it Early Mickey.
Well, I mean, like, dude, and that's not, like, there's so much with Disney. That's the thing is, like, you could do, like, three parts on this. Because, like, we haven't even gotten to, like, the undertone, truly evil shit that they, like, fucking put in movies. Like,
well, let's get there.
Pinocchio, Treasure Island shit, dude. Yeah, that's so fucked up. Like, if that's all an allegory for fucking child trafficking, man.
Well, wasn't the original Pinocchio story about a child molester that made a puppet that he could molest?
I've never read the actual book. Is that...
That's not canon, but that's, like, what a lot of people have basically interpreted that they're right.
You know an Italian named Geppetto is fucking molesting a
kid.
Yeah,
his name is Petto. What the fuck?
Oh, that's fuck!
That's crazy. I never... That's...
Oh, damn, dude.
But no, there. I forget what his name is, but the Italian man that wrote that story, like, there's speculation, not for sure, but that could have been, like, a very pedophilic story.
Carlo Collodi is the Italian's name.
Yeah, I don't think it's confirmed, but that book might be a pedophile fantasy, or it might be an anti-pedophile story.
What about Lewis Carroll? Lewis Carroll was a fucking... He was a pedo.
Yeah.
Who wrote Peter Pan?
J.M. Barrie.
Dude, he fucking, like... There's no, like, overt people saying he's a pedo, but that fucking story is real fucking dark. Like, the original story of Peter Pan...
Yeah, he would kill the children when they grew up too much. That's why Michael Jackson liked him, was because he was like, I could just thin the numbers.
Well, according...
That's why Corey Feldman's heart was broken. Cause,
according to the Epstein files, Michael Jackson was innocent, and they were framing him because he would not sell his Sony back to them. So...
Is that true?
It's in the files, and, like, there's emails of them talking about it. And there's also said, like, that Epstein did not trust him because when he came to the island, he didn't do anything, and he felt he acted as a spy.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of this shit is coming to light about Michael Jackson that I don't care, get over it. I've been saying for years. I watched that fucking documentary. I didn't believe those two dudes from the get-go.
Well, I know the dad of one of the kids was like, when they were like, well, what if you're wrong? And he's like, I don't care. I just want to take him down. He's like, I just want to ruin him.
Exactly. And people get a one-track fucking mind because they about money.
Well, if he's innocent, that makes me very happy because I've always said that I thought he was probably guilty, but I just accepted it.
This is what I've said for a very, very long time.
Because he was getting the shit beat. I don't think any of that was okay, but I was like, if you get... one pedophile pass as a celebrity that you like, you should have a damn good reason. I don't think that any of those Jackson kids ever had a chance at being even remotely normal after what Joe was doing. And then the mom was just letting it happen. So
and on top
no
of that,
trust.
They were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Really?
Yeah. And I was raised Jehovah's Witness. Like, dude, and especially back then, it was real doom and gloom shit. Like, so, like, I've always said this. He was a celebrity, worldwide celebrity, by the time he was 5 years old. He never grew up. He is Peter fucking Pan. He never grew up. Do I think he slept in beds with children? He had that one room that was all about.
Yeah, he might have boundary issues.
And the thing, my whole thing is I think that he was real fucking weird. He never grew up. Is sleeping in a bed with kids weird? Yes. Did he touch them? I don't think so. Do I know for sure? No. But do I think? I don't think so.
I'm willing to believe that. I also was hearing someone talk recently about the type of behavioral stunting that he has, and they're saying that, like, Michael Jackson's fascination with, like, all things youthful, toys, games, he's, you know, very clearly has always been into those things, whereas people that are pedophiles and groomers are usually not actually into those things, but utilize those things because they know kids are into them. But
right.
It's like, yeah, Michael Jackson, if he saw a fucking merry-go-round, you know he would go run. He would dance. He'd be like, hee-hee, jump on the merry-go-round. I'm spinning.
Come on, Blanket. Let's get on the merry-go-round.
I'm spinning.
No, I mean, and it's just real. And, like, I think that there's a lot of...
Hell yeah, free Michael.
A lot of evidence to prove that he was killed. Like, I mean, you know, the first call that doctor made was to Puff Daddy's fucking cleanup guy.
What?
Yeah, not the cops. Puff Daddy's cleanup guy. And then they called the cops.
That's just standard practice in Hollywood.
Call the cleaner.
Yeah.
Call the wolf.
Yeah. I was just going to say the wolf. I'll be there in 15.
And that's a shame, too. Tarantino's a fucking creep, man.
Like, I hate Quentin Tarantino.
Like, I love his movies. I love his work. I really do. I love his fucking work. But, like, dude, I heard that Howard Stern interview he did where he was talking about Roman Polanski and that girl and, like, the things that fucking...
She was into it.
Yeah, that, dude, that... Like, fuck you, you fucking creep weirdo.
He sucked like that for so long. I don't hate everything Quentin Tarantino's done. I love his writing in True Romance, which he did not direct.
Right.
And I love, you know, From Dusk Till Dawn.
Robert
and then
Rodriguez.
Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Well, they co-wrote
Yeah.
And then Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs are good. And maybe there's like one or two others.
I love Inglorious Bastards.
That's a good one. The karate one, like, just go watch a Shaw Brothers movie because he literally
what,
is just...
What, Kill Bill?
Yeah. It's
I like
just
Kill Bill. I like
bad
I like
Shaw
them all.
Brothers movie. But so, like, here's the thing. When Quentin Tarantino released that special edition DVD, or no, it was just everything was special edition in the 90s. Do you remember?
Yeah.
They would add one thing and be like, special edition. Mm-hmm. It was the VHS. So there's an interview at the end of Pulp Fiction where he talks about a scene that he cut from Pulp Fiction because he thought that it felt too much like someone writing to sound like him than it actually sounded like him, right? This makes sense. I get the logic. He was talking about basically being a copy of yourself, right? But then 10 years later, that's all he does, right? The reason I don't like Kill Bill is for two reasons. One is because I don't think one of the most powerful hitman leaders in all of the galaxy
could be a woman.
Well, no. I'm talking about Bill would I care know, about Superman philosophies. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would care about any of that. And two, they quote the Trix commercial while they're fighting, and they split the line between two characters. She's like, silly Mambo, Trix are for kids. Makes no sense. Feels very weird and performative.
But see, the scenes with Michael Madsen and fucking Daryl Hannah are so fucking good.
I'm sure there's cool things in that. Lucy Liu is a Chinese lady. Fantastic.
Mm.
She plays a lot of ethnicities well, but
she plays Asian really good.
I for one look forward to Lucy Liu's Bollywood turn.
Yeah,
but
well, you see, just a weird side note, like for people like doing 180s, Gwen Stefani's like a hardcore right wing grifter now. That's crazy, man. Like that I would have never seen that one coming.
Katy Perry's coming soon.
But yeah, probably.
You know Katy
but
Perry's
like,
coming.
Well, no, who's she married to? She's married to Justin Trudeau, isn't she?
What? The president of Canada?
Yeah,
the
I think.
Former prime minister of Canada.
Isn't she married?
They are dating.
Dating? I thought they got married. Let me see.
I feel like he could get a better pop star. He could probably get with Lady Gaga.
And his dad. Fuck that guy. He sucks. She's 41.
I would argue he is more of a product of that time more than that he absolutely sucked.
Are
Why,
you talking
did
you
do about blackface in college?
Did I do blackface?
No. Did Justin Trudeau do blackface in college?
Yes, he did.
I think they should just make everybody do blackface in college to even it out. It should just be like when you get your picture taken. It should be in blackface.
Yeah, it doesn't say they're married.
What?
It doesn't say they're married.
That guy on Twitter who posts, here's what you would look like if you were black or Chinese. That's your college ID now.
Your college ID should just be in blackface.
Oh, shit.
Because then, but then you can't do it at Halloween.
Mm.
You can't do it at Halloween, or you do get doxxed. Right?
Yeah.
I love
get it out of your system.
I love the mass doxings that happen now, dude. I love it. Like when they're like, "Here's 40 ICE agents." I'm like, "Yeah, that rules. Do it." And like people have been like, you can't support that. That's like wrong. I'm like, no, it's not. It's okay. Do it.
Well, they're putting masks on.
Yeah, fuck them.
And then they're being police. I don't even understand how we're supposed to be okay with that on any level. I didn't know that police could wear masks. They have to have ID numbers and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those dudes don't carry anything.
You have
anything.
To be able to, what's your badge number? Can I see your badge number? Like, that's
all they do is threaten and intimidate. That's all they do. Like, just don't show fear.
I don't understand. We just had a goddamn TV show where they did this, that Watchmen TV show that was HBO. All the cops wore masks. Because they were tired of getting shot.
That's probably where they got the idea.
Yeah, more than likely.
I love the whole would the X-Men support ICE argument, and it's just pictures of like Wolverine cutting up ICE agents, and then other pictures of like Wolverine like arresting immigrants. I don't know. And they're like, you clearly don't understand the X-Men.
Like, what irritates me still to this day, and I just have to give up on it, it's like the Punisher thing. Like, those morons have been co-opting the Punisher for 20 years at this point, but it really got big the last 10 years or so. And it's like, dude, none of them have ever read a Punisher book. They have never... They don't even watch the show. Because it's like, dude, he's clearly, you just like the fucking skull. And they had to change the skull, and I hate the new Punisher design. I think it sucks.
Isn't the Punisher not supposed to really have a whole lot of, like, values? He just
kills criminals, man. And
he hates the mafia, whatever.
He hates, you know, criminals, they die.
Yeah.
That's his thing, man.
They all die. So he's kind of a psycho, too. He's like Rorschach from The Watchmen.
Yeah.
He's like, what, you're a whore? I'm gonna set you on fire.
So what are there? They have the Warner Brothers acquisition hasn't happened yet, right? And I heard Netflix is off the table and Paramount's on.
Yeah, but then I also heard that Paramount stock tanked with the news. So I don't know.
Damn, that's the people fucking saying nah. Like, we don't want this conglomerate bullshit, which it would make them all a ton of money, which is weird, but.
I don't know, man.
Something else fishy's going on, for sure.
I don't know. I'm just glad that Disney is not going to acquire Warner Brothers, because they have enough studios.
Yeah, no shit. I agree. Speaking of Disney again, so we got the Little Mermaid, the cover, and the actual boner in the movie by the priest.
The boner with the priest is great.
Yeah. And I mean, I used to have the one with the dick on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had the one with the
you
dick on
Google
the cover.
You Google it, and it just comes up immediately. Well, it's not just one dick. All of the spires are dicks. But there's one that's, like, undeniably
a
dick. Yeah.
It's the dick. Hmm. So there's that one. There's the sex in the clouds in Lion King.
So when that happened, my Unitarian youth group got to repaint the walls in our meeting room, and somebody put sex in the cloud with a goddamn cliff.
And then there's the backtrack for Aladdin. All the little good boys and girls take off their clothes.
I think that was actually very debunked.
No, that was, I remember when I was a kid. And my cousin was like, look,
that's your first problem, is you're remembering something from being a kid. But if you look it up, I've never been able to discern those words. And then also, I think it was like revealed what that sound was. I could be wrong. Are you looking that up, Jeremy?
I mean, I will say I haven't checked it in a long fucking time. But yeah, I remember it when I was a kid. But
Leonardo
DiCaprio also was gay when we were kids, and Marilyn Manson removed one of his ribs to get.
And he was the dude from the Wonder Years. If I ever meet Marilyn Manson, I'm gonna tell him that, like, I feel really bad that he fell off after the Wonder Years. I'll be like, bro.
My friend, she just calls him. She won't call him Marilyn Manson. She calls him Brian.
Yeah. Brian.
Brian.
He's like, I don't know you like that.
So the article that I looked up said that so the line is supposed to be, come on, good kitty, take off and go. So if you interpret it that way, you are listening for things. That is
I was also 8 years old. So
that is what people said. They were like, Yeah, he says all sweet children take off their clothes or something like
fucking
that.
Fucking crazy.
On the one of the buildings in The Rescuers is just a lady's flat out titties, like, but it's like a photograph of human titties.
Really? Really?
Yeah, that's verifiable. In the original, like, if you watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit on Laserdisc,
yeah,
since you could go frame by frame, where you can't do that on VHS because it, like,
yeah,
you can go frame by frame on Laserdisc, you could see Jessica Rabbit's vajayjay.
They actually animated it?
Yeah, so it was like right when they're in Benny the Cab.
Yeah.
And he hits that tree because his tires go on
the
flip.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about.
She
flies out and then she bounces on the ground a few times and her dress lifts up.
No shit.
So they ended up having to, once they did like the DVD and the Blu-ray, they had to like paint underwear onto her for like two frames of animation.
It's a fucking good thing we didn't have a laser. Disc, yeah. Dude. I would have broke that fucking thing.
Given that laser rot.
Laser pussy.
Well, first I have to say that I haven't heard anybody say vajayjay in 10 years.
He's happy to bring it back.
Thank you for bringing it back.
I also say gorjayjay.
Gorjayjay.
Yeah, gorgina. It's one of the Gen Z things that people are saying now. Gorgina.
What is it? I don't know what any of
it means. Gorgeous, and you're combining gorgeous with vagina.
See, that's not what I thought it was.
What did you think it was? Like a new medicine?
No, gorgina. Like I was just thinking like, oh, somebody cut a fuckhole in somebody, and that's a gorgina.
Yeah,
look out for the new Gojira record, Gorgina.
But you can't read it because it's all like Gorgina, 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 Gorgina.
What studio made Roger Rabbit? Because it wasn't Disney.
Yeah, it was Touchstone.
Oh, it was Touchstone. Yeah, it is now. Yeah,
no, it was back then.
Oh, did they? Oh, it was one of their like subsidiaries.
It was so that they could do PG and up.
Oh, okay, all right. That's interesting.
Disney owned a couple of studios like that. Touchstone was the main one.
Didn't they own TriStar?
I think they eventually acquired it.
Okay, yeah.
I love TriStar. I always wonder how they made that.
Pegasus?
Yeah. It looked so cool sometimes.
My favorite still the opening, though, is the... any Warner Brothers, just because they make, like, they've always made the best movies, because, like, just the way they do different ones, like Harry Potter, Batman, all that shit. But... classic is MGM. I mean, the MGM with the fucking lion, that is what's up. Which, doesn't Disney own MGM now too?
I think so.
But my favorite one is from Strange Brew at the beginning of the movie.
Oh,
when he goes, Trank his tail. And he's like, oh, he's mad, get away from. And they're actually making, my dad a couple months ago when I got out of rehab, my dad was like, yeah, they're making, he goes, I saw you got a Strange Brew poster out in the garage. We're making Strange Brew 2. I said, get the fuck out of here.
Are they actually?
My dad goes, I swear to God, I'm not lying. He knows how much I love it. He goes, I'm not lying to you. Look it up. I did. Holy shit. They're fucking, I mean, as long as Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis make it. But I mean, Dave was just in that John Candy documentary, which was phenomenal. And I mean, Rick came back to, I mean, Spaceballs 2 wrapped already. So
I hate that I love Dave Thomas so much, just because when I have to talk about him, people are like,
well, the Wendy's guy.
And I'm like, no, one of the most important comedic figures from Canada.
Yeah. Like
20th century.
Me and my roommate right now, we're in the middle of a Ghostbusters rewatch. So it's just like, we just watched two, and he's like, I'm a Ghostbuster when at the end. I love Rick Moranis, man.
Rick Moranis is amazing. That's that SCTV sketch when he's Michael McDonald.
Oh, my God.
This isn't good podcast content because no one knows what we're talking about, but...
some of our audience
what's
will.
What's that song? What's that... Is he singing like this?
That's
all the songs he has. Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite things from 40-Year-Old Virgin, though, is how she had... what's her name? Jane... I can't remember the actress's name.
She's the
mom in Jane Lynch. How she has the Michael McDonald DVD and Paul Rudd's like, I had this really great revelation today. If you don't take this Michael McDonald DVD that you've been playing for 4 years straight, I'm going to burn the store down and blow my brains out.
That's Jane Lynch?
Paul Rudd says that to Jane Lynch.
Says that to her. Hey, what can I say? I like Michael McDonald.
If I hear Yamo be there one more time, I Yamo burn this place to the ground.
Yeah, that... That was actually a bit that was pitched to me at Muhammad's Radio. He wanted to make that a game that we played where we would say, Yamo be there, and then something. It was so dumb. I was so angry with it.
You were like, I'm not playing that game.
No.
This game sucks.
No. Well, it wouldn't have gotten to thrown me off of the radio like some of the things that I did there, but... yeah, that was a dumb one. But no, back to Disney.
Disney, yeah.
Yeah, Disney's probably going to buy Eagles and change the name to The Eagles. That way people feel better about not mispronouncing the name. Because that's all Disney cares about, is making you feel good about
the
your
Eagles?
Bad decisions.
What the fuck are you talking about? The band?
Yeah, the band. They're
fuck
just called
the band.
Eagles.
Yeah,
they're
suck.
Called Eagles.
I hate them. I'm so with the dude on that one, the Big Lebowski. I just fucking hate the Eagles, man.
Even... Joe Walsh. You can't say
love
that.
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, Joe Walsh is great.
Dude, come on. Ohio.
All the best Eagles songs are the ones that Joe Walsh sings.
I'm sure that's probably got truth to it, but I am personally one of the people who loves Joe Walsh's solo work.
Yeah.
Dude, he is such
no,
a
you're
funny.
Right.
He's funny. And you want to know a funny story about him?
I'm just an ordinary average guy. Yes,
when
I do.
When I worked at the Happy Dog, I was the door guy at the Happy Dog for years, and I didn't know what Joe Walsh looked like. I knew his music, but I was the door guy. So what do? You charge people. And the guy comes in, and my boss was, he's dead, but my boss was a fucking asshole. And so I charged Joe, I didn't know, and he comes running up to me. He goes, give me $5 back. I'm like, why? He goes, you know who just walked in here? I said, who? And he's like, Joe Walsh. I said, from the Eagles? And he said, yeah. I said,
Eagles.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so what? He's a musician. He paid $5 to get in. What's the big deal? He's like, I don't know why you're such a fucking asshole. And I'm like, oh, why? Because I'm getting the artist paid? Fuck off, man. And Joe Walsh was super cool. Like, he would go out and smoke a cigarette. He was cool. So,
you charged Joe Walsh.
Yeah, to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a music
That's
venue.
That's why he liked you.
Which I'm sure.
Because he was like, this dude fucking charged
doesn't,
me.
Doesn't yeah. give a fuck or know who I am.
I think that's a very real thing a lot of the time. It's a good sign that he doesn't have a big ego.
Yeah.
Because I feel like any normal person isn't going to have the don't you know who I am reaction.
Yeah.
That's not a natural reaction to have unless you've come to a point in your life where you feel like you do deserve special treatment,
right.
Which, like, why would you
well,
end
and
up
who,
thinking
who
that?
Who doesn't like special treatment, but to expect it is completely
right.
different. I mean, like, the coolest story, though, from, like, when I worked there, that one's cool. I met Joe Walsh. That's rad. But was getting to hang out with Grant Hart from Husker Du. Like, that was... He's a fucking legend, you know? And it's like, I had a fucking beer with the guy. Like, that's cool. He's dead now, unfortunately. But that was cool. That was a very
Hell yeah.
cool, very cool experience.
You know, you're making me think about music now a lot, particularly, like, quintessential artists. And let's talk about how Disney ruins cool artists.
Okay.
None of the good Phil Collins songs.
Also
were,
in the Epstein files.
Was he?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, that's a huge shame.
Yeah. But anyway, continue. Because he was great in Hook, dude.
All the Elton John songs, yeah.
that
Wait, no,
heart?
That's Bob Hoskins.
No. Yeah, that's Bob Hoskins, but the detective at the beginning of the movie when they're
oh,
in London
Phil
is Phil Collins.
Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So he could have also been Bob Hoskins' stunt double for Speed.
yeah, actually, now that I think about
Don't
it,
stop
Bob
me,
Hoskins, or wait, who was it? Not Bob Hoskins. Who's the other one? Fucking...
Phil
Collins.
Collins.
Phil Collins was the stunt double for Bob Hoskins in Super Mario Brothers.
yeah. Phil Collins looks like one of the Koopa Troopas.
So you mean artists like that they license to come do soundtracks?
Yeah, where they'll write songs for the, and I know this is probably a controversial opinion because everybody loves those songs, but like
hot take incoming.
but like You'll Be In My Heart, that's from Tarzan, right?
You'll
that song
be
sucks.
In. Yeah, it does.
That's not a good song. And like The Circle of Life is cool, but are you ever going to listen to that?
Do you know what the
no
did you see that
like,
viral
oh,
video?
Yeah, I was jamming to The Circle of Life in my car on the way to work today.
Did you guys see that video the other day that came out
of
those these two dudes who have like podcasts had this African guy on, and he goes, "You know what it says, right?" And they're like, "No, what is it?" He goes, It's a lion, bro, or something like that. Those are the fucking lyrics to like,
Yeah,
the guy's like, and they're like, you gotta be kidding me. He goes, and he starts singing it in English as the song's fucking.
That's so probably intentional. They probably wrote it that way on purpose.
These fucking idiots.
No, I mean, they were probably like, we want to make it sound like people are like singing a tradition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just white people trying to write. So they basically did like whatever was available at the time for Google Translate, you know, and it's just like, there's a lion, run, you know, something like that. And he's like, no, it's like, there's a lion, bro.
I think it's like, it's a lion rejoice, or it's a lion rejoice, cool. It's a lion. Like it's,
sweet.
Yeah.
There was no Google Translate. All there were liberal arts students taking one semester of Swahili.
Yeah.
So that's who they got.
And, oh, yeah. From. And then Bono came in to yell at them about, you know, children. Also,
I had the
in the Epstein files.
No.
Bono?
Really?
Yep.
He probably went there to like make sure that the kids weren't getting abused too much.
I would like to. I want to believe.
Or
that
no,
that's
that they
true.
Were getting fed. He was just making sure.
To what? Two people?
No. He's like, are you feeding these? How does Bono talk?
He actually.
Are
kinda...
you feeding these molested children?
Yeah.
They need to be properly nourished
before we get them up to the IRA.
Yes, you two, historically known for recruiting child soldiers into the separatist movement in Northern
Ireland.
Their first
two records are Boy and War.
I don't know how I feel about that anymore. I still like War.
Dude, U2 is like one of my favorites.
Also.
But like the thing is like if that comes out, if like, let's say there's proof that like Bono fucked kids or something. I don't know. I'm not saying he did. I'm saying he's in the Epstein files. That's all I'm saying. But like, if it comes out, like I can't separate the art from the artist at that point. I'm like, if you did that you fuck you.
You just have to do what I did with Michael Jackson before I realized that he might be innocent.
Everybody gets one.
Well, but you have to find a good reason. Like maybe. Just
he saved
that.
So many kids in Africa.
So many
what happens
kids.
If he fucks a couple?
And you can't be that like passionate about doing good things and like not have some
not
darkness.
Some dark.
You have to have
secrets.
Some darkness. You know.
Oh.
You know what? Even better than the real thing might be about something else.
Yeah, it might be.
Now I think about it.
How old was she who moved in mysterious ways?
Wait
I'd like
minute.
To know.
Zooropa was about Epstein Island.
Probably.
That's where Zooropa is.
What's Eyes Without a Face about? Because I always thought that was a weird song.
It's a weird song. I think it's about
what's
googly
Fuck the
eyes.
Pain Away by Peaches about? What do you think that's about?
What's Fuck You Like a Billionaire by Peaches about? In my debonair Fred Astaire footwear.
I just saw an interview.
Do you
with
like
her.
It like the tortoise or you like it like the hare? Fuck you like a billionaire.
That's fucking classic shit, man.
Oh, I love Peaches. Yeah, she is going on tour.
Yeah, I just she's put out a new album or
it's
something
called,
like that.
Like the Nasty Filthy Pussy Tour
that's
or something.
Awesome. She's like 60. She's like, that's awesome.
All I know is I saw the cover of the promo and it just looks like she's getting drowned in cum.
She's probably. I mean,
that's the poster.
So.
Everybody needs a good drowned in cum picture. I have one.
You know the most fun thing about Disney, though, is the conspiracy theories. Like the ones like how all the Pixar movies are like connected and there's like Easter eggs and shit. Like I've always thought that was super fucking cool. What's the one where like it was like Sid grew up to be somebody from Toy Story, grew up to be somebody. I can't remember who it was, but...
He grew up
the garbage
be...
man, wasn't it?
No, I mean like there was a there before that came out.
Oh.
He grew up to be every comic that somebody calls Sid from Toy Story and Roast Battle. Every single one of them.
He had a Zero shirt before Zero shirts were fucking a thing, man. Like but I, like I'm trying to think of like other ones. Like just Toy Story always pops in my mind.
I guess there's like a secret like man. There's a man that wears black sunglasses and a suit, and he wears a suit and tie, and he's in every Pixar movie.
Really?
I don't know if this is true or not, but okay. I saw a photograph
is
of it.
Is it the Boss Baby?
I never saw that movie.
The Boss Baby is a baby that wears a suit and tie, and he does business.
And he means business.
Yeah. I think he might be the secret Pixar suited man.
No, the Pixar suited man is like they show a picture of the Pixar suited man, and he just looks like an MIB agent. Mm-hmm. And supposedly he's in every Pixar movie, but I don't have internet at my house. So, like, things load really slow.
Sure.
1G. I think I get 1G because Ryan Reynolds promised me that.
1G.
I use 5 gigabytes uploading one thing to Instagram, and all of my data for the month is gone.
Dude, when I moved out of my parents' house in 2008, we were so fucking broke, dude, obviously. And I had my laptop. That was like my graduation present from my parents that turned into the family computer and they ruined. Whatever. I lived on, what the fucking street did I live on? It's like Madison and it's where the patio is, that bar.
That's
Lakeland?
Sure.
Whatever. So I lived right there. And if I put like in the window, like, facing the street, if I put my computer there, I could rip Wi-Fi from somewhere for free.
Oh, that's
before
beautiful.
Everybody like blocked, you know, like locked theirs up and shit. That was cool because I was like, I lived there for like a year and I was like, I had free internet.
I had a situation like that many years back. Yeah, because it would be like if you lived in an apartment complex, like everyone in every apartment around you
yeah.
had the internet going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still to this day, if 12 of them pop up, good chance you can hack it.
I mean, just live near a Taco Bell. That yeah. would be the best solution. And then just have...
Is that your current solution?
No. My current solution is walking up to Phoenix Coffee. I'm not... Okay. I mean, I love them, but I'm not trying to plug anything. Unless you want me to. They're a good place, but... They also leave their Wi-Fi on at night when they're closed. And I'll just walk up to the corner of my street and upload things to the internet and scare the people that are coming into work at 6 a.m.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
That's an important part of living in that neighborhood is being scared on your way to work.
I'm not scared on my way to work, but I'm a white man living in Birdtown. You can't be scared living in a neighborhood called Birdtown.
Well...
Can you?
I don't know. There are some people that are scared of birds.
Back in the 80s, you could have been scared of living in Birdtown. Like, that was the not good area of Lakewood. It's completely different now.
Was it still Birdtown?
Yeah, that's when it got its name.
Oh, because everyone worked in the factories.
Yeah, so that was like, that whole area was not, that was the bad, up until like probably 20 years ago, that was the bad neighborhood in Lakewood. It's not anymore. I mean, they built up, I mean, LBM's over there. That one cider house was there. That putt-putt place is there.
Why is it taking so long to finish gentrifying Birdtown?
Because Lakewood doesn't have to move fast. It ain't going anywhere.
Well, it's also, they still have the factories there.
Yeah, those, I mean, what, those big three are still all operational, right? And fucking, what's that t-shirt shop called that's back there? That one, I mean, oh, yeah. They do business. They do big business. Universities or something like that.
Universities?
I believe that's what it's
that
called.
That sounds like a strip strip college. Yeah. You want to learn how to strip? Universities.
Sheer, did you see the, I mean.
Is where we teach you to pick up dollar bills. Yeah.
Don't do it at the gathering, though. I heard about that. You hear about that? At the gathering, they'll see a dollar on the floor. Chances are somebody wiped their butt with it and is going to watch you pick it up. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what Juggalos, what do you want them to do? Shove 2 liters?
How else are Juggalos supposed to have fun?
Yeah, it's like back in the 90s, they would just shove a 2 liter in your ass.
No, 3 liter, dude. Faygo, 3 liter, baby. Yeah.
Well, you have to start with a 2 liter.
Yeah.
Canonically,
by definition, that's what a Juggalo is. It's someone with a 2 liter stuffed up into their butt cheeks.
And there you have it, folks.
It's like the first thing they say in the song.
When is ICP going to get Disney-fied?
They already did when they came out as Christians. At the end, can you imagine waiting for that last Joker card to drop and they're talking about murdering and and evil all the time. And then they're like, the final card drops and all answers will be revealed. And they're like, the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal savior.
How long before KISS signs a deal with Disney? Before they do a fucking Pixar KISS movie?
Yo.
I'm in. 100%.
It has to be the original.
And Ace is dead, unfortunately.
Well, they need Peter Criss, at least.
Yeah. And, like, just Tommy Thayer's not allowed to say anything. Because in the original KISS movie, Ace didn't say anything because he was fucked up all the time. Rest in peace, Ace.
I have a theory on what's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. They're going to feed Peter Criss into the AI kids' toy slot machine. And you're going to get little Peter Criss kitties under all the Christmas trees.
Like a human hybrid?
A human AI slop generated kitty cat.
Everybody put all your money in Disney because this is going to be huge.
Wait, what if KISS just puts a bunch of money into having selectively bred animals that have like the face paint built into their fur colors?
I'm going to stop this right here because this could go on a real, real dark road real, real fast. They're like, so let's not go down there.
I'm just talking about animal eugenics.
I know. Just eugenics in general. Bad idea.
Speaking of eugenics, Dan, where can we find you on the internet?
Well, my socials on Instagram are Dan M. Handelman or Dan Myron Handelman. My last name is spelled like it sounds, but it's E-L, so Handel, man.
Like the ice cream.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's mostly just post on Instagram or Facebook.
There you have it.
Where can I find you, Jeremy?
I am at Dirty Sheer. All of our socials together are at The Hate Flow.
And mine is at El Hordano Diablo. I'll give you a follow when I'm done.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Yeah, I try not to check my phone too much during the show, but I still do it.
Mine's dead.
I got to pee so bad.
All right.
I don't know why I let the listeners know that, but I do. I have to go.
This breaking news.
Jordan has to piss.
Jordan has to piss. He can feel the liquid.
All right, fuckface. I do not want to piss my pants. I can taste it right now. You know when it's like your cheeks get fatter when you have to pee.
Oh, wait, I have to give you right home. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Disney as much as Dan Handelman.
No, there is another.
And scene.
Thank you, son. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid avenger. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face. Feed me numbing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.